Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, British Prime Minister David Cameron said yesterday in his meeting with President Obama that the early release of the Lockerbie bomber was a mistake.
It was a bad decision. It shouldn't have been made. The British government as well should have been clear that it was a bad decision rather than going along with it.
Well, the controversy centers around the role of energy giant BP, who said last week that they lobbied for a prisoner transfer agreement between Britain and Libya to secure a lucrative drilling contract off the coast of Libya. Now, that prisoner wound up being Abdelbaset al-Megrahi. He's the man responsible for the deaths of 270 people, including more than 180 Americans killed by the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. Last night, our producer spoke with Susan Cohen, whose 20-year-old daughter was killed aboard that flight.
Yes, it makes me sick. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, it makes the pain even worse than it already is. But I have felt that for a long time. I mean, all we ever had was a tiny sliver of justice with Megrahi being in prison, and they took that away from us. Now we have nothing. There isn't even anyone serving any time for this crime. It's as if it never happened.
Well, Susan Cohen isn't alone in her outrage. Several U.S. lawmakers are demanding that BP explain its role in the prisoner release. Angry U.S. senators met with John Cameron yesterday on the matter, and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will hold hearings on July 29th to investigate. Well, joining us now is John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Across the pond there in the UK, how are people reacting to news that BP may have been involved in something of a quid pro quo, al-Megrahi, for a drilling deal?
Well, first of all, it's not news here. This was known that BP, along with other British commercial interests, lobbied for that prisoner transfer agreement. What is new, of course, on your side of the Atlantic, is that BP got itself into a terrible mess over the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. People began looking at the whole track record of BP, and inevitably this showed up.
So people over there in England, in the UK, knew it all along. Then the oil spill happened. Then our lawmakers sort of jumped on this story and started calling it possible blood money and demanding hearings. That's not quite the order you would have perceived on this side of the Atlantic.
But let me say this. I don't mean to imply that there was any lack of outrage here in the UK about the release of Megrahi, nor indeed unease, to put it at its mildest, about the role that commercial interests played in pushing for the prisoner of transfer agreement. There was a great deal of unhappiness, as Prime Minister Cameron said in Washington yesterday. This was the biggest mass murder in British history. It's true that 189 of the 270 people who died were Americans, which makes sense. It was an American aircraft, of course. And the United States was the target. But there were Brits who died on that as well, and there were very strong feelings here. I mean, very, very strong feelings. It was hard at the time, a year ago, to find anybody who spoke for this. Oddly, the predominant exceptions to that rule included one or two prominent family members of those who died. But they were exceptional amongst the victims' families. The simple fact was that there was a great deal of outrage.
Now we've got
about this here.
We've got multifactorial outrage over here, John. We've got outrage at the release of al-Megrahi. We just played the tape from a family member. We've got outrage at BP for allegedly brokering a deal, and of course the latent outrage about the oil spill. David Cameron has said the release of al-Megrahi was a bad idea. But he's not blaming BP. Here's the Prime Minister in a news conference yesterday at the White House. Listen.
I haven't seen anything to suggest that the Scottish government were in any way swayed by BP. They were swayed by their considerations about the need to release him on compassionate grounds, grounds that I think were completely wrong.
Now, he may be parsing a little bit. al-Megrahi was released not on a prisoner transfer agreement, but on those compassionate grounds that the Prime Minister is talking about. Is stopping short of blaming BP politically advantageous in Britain? Because it's sure not here.
Well, it's what you might call the point Mr. Cameron is making, perhaps a distinction without a difference. When BP lobbied for that prisoner transfer agreement, they must have known, it was publicly known at the time, that the pressure for that agreement for coming from Libya had everything to do with Megrahi. If there was any doubt about that, you only had to listen to Gaddafi's son, that's the son of the president of Libya, a certain Saif al-Islam al-Gaddafi, who made no secret of it, who came and lobbied British ministers over it. They wanted Megrahi home for all kinds of reasons which are buried deep in Libyan politics. If I may, I think that one very interesting point to pursue in all of this is why the Scottish government, in the face of this matrix, did what they did. They say it was only about for compassionate grounds, but they had, even then, they had options. They could have moved Megrahi to some sort of safe house in Scotland. It's a complete mystery as to why they did that. They say it had to do solely with compassion. But who knows what other considerations may have lurked in the background there for Scotland, which, by the way, and I have no evidence that there is any connection, but I think it's worth noting that Scotland does have a substantial oil industry of its own off its coasts.
Yeah, North Sea, sure. North Sea oil.
You know, and there's no way of knowing. We have to, until proven otherwise, we have to simply take the Scottish government at its word that it acted solely on compassionate, and as it turns out, misplaced compassionate grounds, because, as you know, Mr. Megrahi is still alive in Libya more than a year later.
Well, John Burns, let me ask you quickly before we have to let you go. Senators here are up in arms. We have hearings coming up next week. They're saying if blood money is proved, BP should no longer be able to drill. It seems that this is a deal, an alleged deal that involves the UK, Scotland, of course, Britain, a British company, and Libya. And aside from outrage, there's not a whole lot our senators can really do.
I think that's sadly for the families, sadly in every sense, correct.
Yeah. John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, watching the story for us in London, the release of Al Megrahi, the Pan Am Flight 103 bomber, in an apparent nexus between drilling in Libya and BP. Thanks for joining us.